Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 10th, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what should Israel do next in light of their declaration of war? First, we should reflect deeply upon the painful divide that has festered among us, causing the devastating toll of hundreds of lives lost and thousands wounded. We need to yearn for a major change and wholeheartedly unite as one. Only the bonds of unity can shield us from future tragedy and elevate our nation from the abyss of despair. We cannot afford to nurse bitterness or delay action, waiting for the war's end to ponder our fractured state. Now is the time for introspection. We need to pinpoint the reasons behind our present circumstances and act accordingly. Our quest for understanding needs to extend to our lives' very source, the upper force of love, bestowal and connection that acts on us beyond our current level of awareness, which perceives through an egoistic and divisive lens. It is no matter of religion, but a realization that reality's governing force is singular, and we accordingly need to stand united before it as one. Precisely in our trying times, we are in need for an expansion of consciousness to let the upper force of love and bestowal into our lives. We need to raise the pain and anguish that erupts in so many people in such times to the upper force, and wish for it to mend our torn relations, and draw us closer together. We must seek to hold each other close to our hearts, not solely in times of war, but as an enduring duty. We are a nation established not on a biological foundation, but on a spiritual ideological one. Love your neighbor as yourself. That is, we were people from all around ancient Babylon who felt a problem with living our lives solely according to competitive materialistic ideals and sought for a higher truth to our existence, which we revealed is a higher force of love, bestowal and connection that united us above our divisive drives. That is why we cannot remain divided without suffering from our separation. Our mission to unite above our divisions is constant, because divisive egoistic desires constantly surface within us, driving us apart. Therefore, much like a diligent student who finds new homework awaiting them each day, we should not accumulate any more overdue assignments that end up exploding in our faces, pressuring us into critical situations such as the one we now find before us. Instead, we should hurry up and correct our hearts to favor unity as one man with one heart above our divisions. Based on the afternoon lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on October 9, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Multiplying efforts. If we could see through nature, we would discover how much each part of nature is in opposition and separation from the rest of the parts. The same thing happens between people, no one is like the other. But it is precisely due to the fact that we are so different that we can rush toward each other and find such a connection that will multiply our efforts. The Creator purposely broke us at the very beginning of creation and thus gave us the opportunity to overcome this separation and feel our connection at the end of creation 620 times stronger than at its beginning. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 27, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Habit and faith. Question, why am I doing this? Who obliges me? We ask these questions at the beginning of the work, and then it becomes our habit. What is the difference between faith and habit? Answer, habit is a second nature, as if you received it from above and it is not in your power to go against habit. Faith is something that you must constantly support and strengthen by devoting strength, patience, and training to this. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson August 27, 2023. To criticize oneself. I forgot how to talk to real people. Question. This WhatsApp quote went viral, when TV entered my home, I forgot how to read books. When the car pulled up to my doorstep, I forgot how to walk. When I picked up my mobile phone, I forgot how to write letters. When the computer came to my house, I stopped valuing time. When the air conditioner came to my house, I stopped looking for a cool breeze under the trees. In dealing with banks and credit cards, I forgot the value of money. With the smell of perfume, I forgot the scent of fresh flowers. By always running, I forgot how to stop. And finally, when I got WhatsApp, I forgot how to talk and communicate with real people. Please tell me why all progress leads to this. After all, these are meant to achieve something different, to help a person out and make our life easier. Answer: progress doesn't do anything by itself. It opens opportunities for us. But when we start using it, we use it egotistically for ourselves. And this is the result. Comment: so you're saying this technological progress could have been used differently? Answer: it could not have been used differently. Our egoism would not have allowed us to do anything differently. Nothing. That is, reason is given to us in order to develop this technological progress, but then it all gets stolen by our egoism. Question: is this too done by the ego? This is some kind of a completely closed circle. Answer: this is called the recognition of evil. We are led to the fact that these opportunities will grow and become endless. Eventually we will become their slaves. Question: is that why we like what was written? A lot is found on the internet that makes us say, indeed, this is true. Do we like this quote because we understand that this is true, that this is how it is, that our lives have in fact been damaged? Answer: of course. This is a drain that cannot be stopped. This is what we are faced with. Question: are we damaging ourselves? Answer: yes. Question: is there a way to turn it around? Answer: there is no way. Our egoistic nature will not allow it, will not permit it. Question: so what is your conclusion? Should we stop technological progress, or do something about it? Answer: we have to balance it with internal moral progress. Then everything will be fine. Question: so should we be given weapons only to the extent we can use them? Answer: to the extent we can use them for the good of everyone. Question: then one last vital question: why are we given weapons if we are unable to use them for the benefit of all? Answer: to realize the evil of our nature and demand the opposite force, the good force. Then everything will be corrected. Question: so you are saying that we will be given weapons of destruction, the most terrible and vile. Will we keep getting them and will we not be stopped until we stop ourselves? Answer: right. Comment: this doesn't sound too optimistic. Answer: everything is ahead of us. Question: I see. But the Creator, the upper force, can he not say, enough? I cannot give you these toys anymore. You use them for self-destruction? Answer: then why did he even start giving them? Let us learn how to live correctly before it's too late. Otherwise, our learning will take place in very unpleasant states. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 30, 2023. The desire to know. Humanity is in a huge deception because it does not want to explore nature. It does not want to scientifically explore itself and the world around it and only trust that. If our desire and our perseverance went further into nature, it would bring us to the level of Kabbalists and would open all the worlds. And how did the Kabbalists comprehend them? Only based on his desire to know the world as it really is. I want to reveal everything. Is there a creator? Reveal it. Is there a higher world? Reveal it. Angels, beasts, devils, ghouls, reveal them. I want to see everything, find out. Everything down to the smallest laws. I want to consist of everything, to absorb the whole universe, all the worlds. If we were not limited by our selfish desires, petty weaknesses, and religions, Then we would all be on a completely different interplanetary, interstellar level. We would not be connected with this Earth, with this world at all. It would all be somewhere in our lowest feelings and perceptions. We would be completely outside of all these restrictions. From CapTVs I got a call. The Evolution of Discoveries, October 31, 2011. Contact of the Hearts. Question: how do we set our heart in order so it can unite with others? What helps us to tune in correctly? Answer: open your heart and do not close it to your friends in the group. Try to do it. We are now on the eve of the Congress. Try to prepare your heart to be open to other friends you will meet in person or virtually during the Congress. In this case, in your common connection, you will feel that even silence can be very powerful. After all, when you come closer together and connect, there is a contact of the hearts. We need nothing more. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 18, 2023. On the Merits of Silence. In a single network. Question: people cry in joy. People cry in grief. What is crying? Answer: crying is a small state when my desires, what are called kelim, vessels, cannot accommodate the impression I get. It causes an eruption of excessive stress that I cannot handle inside in the form of tears. Question: to understand what it is, one has to know Kabbalah. Do you hope people will reach a stage where they will listen to your explanations and clearly understand what it is about? Answer: of course. Undoubtedly. We will communicate with each other not verbally, but on an internal level, and we will fully feel each other, integrate into each other with our hearts, minds, feelings, and thoughts, absolutely everything. It seems to us that our bodies limit us. In fact, we are tied up in one common web, in one common network, but we cannot reveal it in any way. Now it is revealed to us as a crisis. Crisis in Greek means the birth of something new, not anything negative. This is the next degree of connection between us. But we are not ready to be at this level of connection yet, so we do not know what to do. We want to stay on the prior egoistic level, the way it used to be. Nevertheless, we need to reach the next level of our unity, where we are connected not by words, but hearts and minds. Then our bodies, our world will gradually disappear from our senses. Their importance will disappear, they will simply fade away, and we will remain plugged only into this single network between us. From CapTVs I got a call. Transmitting information through the senses, October 31, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does wholeness mean? We can understand and appreciate wholeness when we sense the upper force of love, bestowal and connection enter our lives, because only that force is truly whole. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, that upper force is called the Creator and also nature, that is, the Creator and nature are treated synonymously as the force of love and bestowal that has the ability to change us so that we experience wholeness by attaining the same trajectory in our intention as the upper force. That is why the purpose of studying Kabbalah, in the beginning, is to attain the sensation of the upper force. Beforehand, we cannot understand what wholeness is, and the upper force chooses to reveal itself to us precisely in our most incomplete qualities. Based on Chapter 11 of the Kabbalah Experience by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.